The future of farming and rural life in Wisconsin caps off more than 2 years' worth of research and community forums statewide. While the report warns of trouble spots, agricultural officials like Rod Nelsituen think the future is bright if people act on the report's recommendations.
If we do it right, we'll still be one of the most beautiful states and productive states in the country. If we don't, we might look like New Jersey.
Nelsituen, whose farm heritage goes back to his Norwegian grandparents' farm in Arcadia, says one of the biggest challenges right now is the dwindling agricultural acreage in Wisconsin. He says currently the state loses 30,000 such acres a year.
We're number one in the Midwest for the rapidity of the loss of farmland. As the report indicates, we can't have a $51 billion ag and dairy industry, and we can't develop a renewable and bio-based economy, nor can we keep our paper and timber industry, which has been number one in the country for 50 years, if we lose the land base underneath it.
The report says preservation and stewardship programs can help direct development, so homes, factories, and farms can be put where they're best suited. Another area involves migrant workers. Stan Grusinski of the UW-Stevens Point's Global Environmental Management Education Center says many farmers they surveyed wanted an effective, documented worker program from the federal government.
We heard over and over again, particularly people in dairy production, that they wouldn't be able to sustain themselves if it were not for their ability to hire migrant workers or non-traditional workers to help them operate their farm. It's not just a borders issue. It's a matter of how we're going to have the labor to sustain ourselves as an agricultural community.
Grusinski says on the whole, though, farmers have never been good in terms of organizing for political support or exercising their collective clout. He says that has to change if farmers want better legislation for their industry.
The kinds of policies that we need to preserve farmland, or to create incentives to stay in agriculture, or to create economic incentives for value-added business. It's going to really take a concerted effort on the part of rural people, rural leaders, farmers, and producers to really come together and help push for those sorts of state and national policies.
Grusinski says there has been some effective collaboration, particularly as Congress prepares to hammer out a new farm bill. Groups representing all sectors of the industry, as well as health groups, social services, and marketing boards, have weighed in on the legislation, and he hopes the Future of Farming report can help fuel the discussion. Meanwhile, Andrew Christensen, state president of the Future Farmers of America, says he's particularly pleased with the report's emphasis on providing more financial and technological support for rural schools.
Education is very, very important. If you don't have education, you don't have a future. And I think we need to continue with education and with agriculture education, because agriculture is our basis of life.
Other areas addressed in the reports include rural residents' access to health care, increasing diversity in many farming communities, and preservation of natural resources. The report was released by the Wisconsin Academy of Science, Arts, and Letters. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.